From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. The Pew Charitable Trust's Center on the States recently released a report on oral health that didn't speak too highly of Missouri. On an A through F scale, it gave the state a D for its efforts to provide access to dental sealants for high-need kids. Dental sealants are plastic coatings put on children's molars after they first come in that help prevent decay.
Low-income kids, minority kids, high-risk kids, they're the ones who can most benefit from prevention and are the least likely to have sealants. And that's one of the main reasons why we did this report.
Sally Geshen is director of the Pew Children's Dental Campaign. She says the best way to get to these high-risk kids is through schools, where hygienists come in to high-need schools to make sure the kids have sealants. That's one of the four factors the Pew Report used to grade the states. According to the report, Missouri is one of only four states in the country that has zero school-based programs for high-risk areas.
Missouri clearly is not making this a priority.
Our neighbors in Illinois are, though. Dr. David Miller is chief of the Division of Oral Health for the Illinois Department of Public Health.
With sealants, does help prevent cavities as they get older, gets them into the queue on understanding the importance of dental health, oral health, and make sure that if there are needs by the child, that they can look at them and examine and refer the child for follow-up care.
Sealant programs are available to more than half of the high-risk students in the state, according to the Pew Report. So what's the difference in Illinois?
The state got more involved in it. The state had provided funding for grantees.
He says there are more than 50 grantees across the state of Illinois. Local school districts, county health departments, or other entities apply for grants to help pay for dentists or hygienists to get contracted to go into schools. There's no such grant program in Missouri.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
Craig Hollander of St. Louis has been a pediatric dentist for more than 20 years. The poor marks in the report don't surprise him, as he's seen the emphasis on oral health in the state slip significantly over the years.
There's just not a lot of priority that legislators have that dental health is a problem that needs to be fixed.
Hollander's a founding member of the Missouri Academy of Pediatric Dentistry. Among other things, he says a big problem is that there's no state dental director in the state health department to oversee oral health efforts in Missouri.
No one's minding the farm, so to speak.
He agrees school sealant programs would be great in Missouri, but says it's much larger than that. Back to the point Dr. Miller from Illinois made, these are opportunities to create positive oral health habits missed.
If you just start off where the child may not have comprehensive dental care, and someone's slapping the sealants on at a second grader or whatever, it's not going to be a successful program.
I contacted the state health department numerous times for this story over the past week and never heard back. There is a group, the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health, that's been lobbying for a dental director position. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.